This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Look, I think that you always have to sleep in the bed that you make. Mm-hmm. And so I'm aware that I've been disproportionately passionate over the last decade around hustle and hard work, right? Like, you know, when I wrote Crush It, there was so much of that in 2009. I thought there was an amazing opportunity of the internet, YouTube, social media. That was true. People benefit from it, both of you, many who are watching. Yeah, I mean, I think it's sad when you get to a place in your career where you can drive traffic for others by just the sheer mention of. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's not fun to be the subject of articles or keynotes where people are taking things and not painting.
It's like bandwagging.
Yeah, it's just not the full picture. And it's very clear if you read or watch anything for even more than 5 minutes that I want people to be happy and be self-aware. Yeah. Do I believe that work ethic is a foundational piece of success? Yes, I do. Do I want anybody ever to work so much that they get depressed? Of course not. Mm-hmm. I never think that money is the driver. And so I think whether it's lazy headline reading or not doing homework, yeah, it's not been the most fun to get dragged into.
I was like on my phone reading that article. No, and there's so many people who are proof of the words that you say, me included. It's like, oh man,
there's a byproduct of success.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. where people, you know, hustle porn's a term, leveragepreneur is a term. Hmm. Leveragepreneur is when you're using other people to build yourself up at the cost of the other person. And you know, I think that though, you know, as you get bigger, people will leverage you, and I'm okay with that, because the truth always wins in the end.
Right.
And you know, I know the body of work that I put out, my intent. And if you want to clip one thing or one definitive statement from one talk without the context of the whole thing, of course you can say anybody says anything. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that, you know, I believe work ethic is important if you want to achieve hyperbolic success. I don't want to tell people how to be happy.
Yeah.
So why are you telling me how I should be happy?
My job.
And there's plenty of people that are super depressed that work 40 hours a week. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just hyperbolized link baiting, leveragepreneuring, and I'm okay with that. But at the same token, it's important not to not take other people's points of view into account. Mm-hmm. And I'm in a constant, you know, focus of that as well. You know, a lot of people ask, how much do you sleep? And my answer is 6, 7, or 8 hours. And it f***s with people, right? Because they think I'm sleeping like an hour. And my point there is, sleep's important. Like, I don't know, like, who thinks they're gonna survive without sleep. Sleep's important. What's important for what I'm about is what you're doing when you're awake. I'm fascinated by people who, like, say, I hustle, I sleep 4 hours, but then watch 3 hours of YouTube videos a day, right? And so for me, as you know, and what you're referring to as somebody who interacts with me is, you know, Tyler's sending you emails like, can you do 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m.? Like, every minute I have is programmed.
It's like more like 11:15 to 12:25.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, the amount of 5 and 7 and 10 and 13, like, I basically, Tyler, what, I see your face. What do you think? It's 8. The 8 o'clock until 11 p.m. is pretty much programmed to the minute with zero slots for anything but the next meeting. But I'm working out, right? But like, for like work, 8 to 11 with zero lunch, zero downtime. Like, if I go take a I'm cutting into some meeting. Now, but here's the thing. That's matching my happiness and ambition. That is not for 99.9% of people. Time management needs to be predicated on what makes you happy and what is coming out of your mouth. The biggest thing I'm worried about is people are talking big game, but then their actions don't match it. So to me, it's happiness first and then eliminating hypocrisy. And that's how I think about it. So for me, it's that, because I love this game, it's what I would want to do, and my ambitions are great, and I enjoy it. I want to spend 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on a meeting to build what I'm building. It's what I love to do. It's no different than being in the studio or painting or, you know, it's just what I love to do. So first of all, it's different for everybody, right? But what I would say hustle is to me is that when you have passion around something, that you are squeezing every last bit of the juice out of the orange, right? To me, hustle is maximizing the energy you're putting into somebody. I'm blown away by people saying that they're hustling and they want to achieve these great things and then their actions don't match. It's like saying you really want to lose weight while eating a Big Mac. Right? So to me, hustle would be putting all your effort into achieving the goal at hand. And for me, that means making every minute count. Hiring a full-time assistant who is ever, I mean, Friday night didn't happen because I was hustling like every minute. Like if I miss my 15 minutes to tape the show, I've missed my 15 minutes because there's so much hustle in my day. There's no, you know, there's no like, there's no hanging out. There's no like time where like, if I get to do like one joke with you guys as I'm walking in between meetings, we like find out to be like a rare acquaintance situation, like occurrence, not acquaintance. Hustle is putting it all on the line. Hustle is waking up one day, the day before you die, and realizing you gave it your all into the parenting of your children, the building of your businesses, the philanthropy that you wanted to do. Whatever you define, it's just, you know, all in, emotionally and executionally, in theory and strategy and in execution. I get very upset when people try to suppress people from hardworking without realizing that that's what makes that person happy. And, you know, whether it's me or Jason Fried and DHH, like, I think we actually agree on most things. I think the thing we probably would, I'm curious in a sit down is, you know, is it up to us to know when Dan or Johnny or Susan are on the verge of burnout, and or do we know, like, telling people like you should work 40 hours a week or 160 hours a week eliminates knowing what they're about? I don't know what else to say. I think none of us get to sit on an ivory tower and tell people what to do. You know, do I believe that hard work is an essential part of the kind of success that people define? I do. Do I think working so many hours that it burns you out that you need to retire or quit or you're unhappy in perpetuity is bad? Of course I do. I think this is a self-awareness game, and actually I think it's a much more interesting game of like, do you know why you're working or what are you trying to achieve? I would go crazy sitting on a farm in middle America or doing 28 weeks of vacation. It's not what makes me happy, but I unbelievably am happy for the people that makes it happy. I love the process of building something the way I want to build it. I would go crazy having all people working remotely the way 37 Signals does. They would go crazy managing 1,000 people under a roof. I think it's about self-awareness. I've never fallen, I've actually never fallen asleep.
Not a mutant, okay, can we all agree?
I'm gonna test myself.
And honestly, by the way, I'm getting a lot more 7 and 6, 7 and 8 than anybody would imagine. And on weekends, I'll go 11. I think sleep is
now dangerous. We're getting the truth, yeah. Okay? You know, so you actually give yourself a lot of recovery.
What I'm doing is Monday through Friday, no question, that game can be 6 and, you know, and 7. And when I play basketball, it could be even a little earlier because we have a 6 a.m. tip-off, so I have to get up at 5:30. But I almost consistently will try to make up time Friday night to Saturday, Saturday night to Sunday, Sunday. Like, I just don't know. Like, it's just, I'm a big believer. That's all. Yeah. But now, I'm not worried about what people, how much sleep they get. I'm worried about what they do while they're awake.
Okay, but the two things are connected. Because if you wake up fully recharged, it means you wake up ready to take on the world.
Yes.
You know that feeling?
Yes.
You wake up and you say, come on, bring it on. It doesn't matter how many obstacles, challenges, setbacks.
I prefer those things.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah. You know, Travis is a friend of yours.
Yes.
I just joined the board of Uber.
Yes.
Travis has a little bit of that. It's
yes.
Like he may be dealing with 30 crises
yes.
at the same time.
He eats it for lunch.
But what happens, and here's the key, you just put something on your Facebook yesterday that I
yes.
love, which is it's ultimately just business.
That's it.
It's not life and death.
That's right.
The people who have a hard time are the people who basically make it too
perspective.
Important.
That's right.
Perspective is everything.